This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Three big stories in our world of sports we can dive into you here as we open things up. General at your service at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Actually on the phone right now chasing down a developing Cowboy story. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Got Woolchuck and Schiafalo. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Got cold, didn't it? It was in the 80s on Saturday. It was unbelievable. But that definitely changed yesterday and even more so today. I think it's like low 40s right now.
Man, it was beautiful Saturday morning. Went out. It was actually like warm. We did a little photo shoot because we got Eliza's first birthday coming up here.
Super cute, bro.
It was
that
dude,
was
awesome.
Man. You did the cake thing.
The smash
just here's
cake
a cake
thing.
And just go tear it up.
Yeah, sugar. She had her own little strawberry cake, and at first she didn't know what to do with it. She was just seeing the candle was there, and then like, no, go for the cake. It was adorable. But then we decided to go on a family walk, and this was a couple hours later. We go outside.
You could feel the breeze change.
It was freezing.
It was like within 5 minutes, it felt like being outside.
Yes.
Beautiful day, nice little breeze. All of a sudden, oh crap, the cold front is literally coming in. Right now.
Yep. It was windy. Saturday was wild. Hot and then frigid by the end of the day.
Yeah, it was, man. It probably dropped 15 degrees on our way home. Took us a while. We ran a couple of errands.
It's quick.
Dropped by, got some barbecue, went to Costco. Next thing you know, it was 71 as we're pulling into the driveway.
It's wild.
So that's always fascinating. But hey, we're not out of winter yet. We just got a little bit of a spring preview on Saturday, which we appreciated. Mother Nature, keep those coming. How are we doing, Brian? Are we chasing down Cowboys coaching stories?
I was actually on the phone with folks from the Mavs.
Oh, okay.
Let's go Mavs.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go get Rangers.
Circle. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to duck out of there, but I did not want to miss that call.
Okay, we'll talk Mavs here with you in a moment. The Cowboys are hiring Ken Dorsey as a
offensive assistant.
Okay.
Yeah, offensive assistant. Simcoe, the who was the offensive assistant that worked with the quarterbacks, it seems like Simcoe is going to be elevated to the quarterback's coach. Hmm. And then so Ken Dorsey, he might be taking the role we need to see. He might be taking the role that Brian Schottenheimer initially had, the working with the defensive staff role. Kind of a thing. So, but yeah, he's not going to be the quarterback's coach. It's likely going to be Simcoe who's going to take over that role.
And they picked up a wide receiver coach from college over the weekend as well, Junior Adams, who Cooper Kupp says is the GOAT.
Yeah.
And what he does.
Yeah. And I've talked to some people, and I even actually tweeted this out, and I need to see. There were some folks that were talking about Adams as a coach, not completely glowing, if I could say. I've everything to the points that I have heard of these other coaches. It seems everybody's totally on board with some stuff, but yeah, I haven't talked to some people at Oregon yet, but I've talked to some guys that have been with him at other places. And so, you know, it was, we'll see how this all really, really plays out. He's coached some outstanding wide receivers and at various stops And there was a couple of questions that folks had. And so I'll try and get both sides of the story here. But okay. it wasn't as glowing initially as I thought it might be.
Okay. Well, we'll hope for the best on that one.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of college coaches coming on board who knows what they might be able to do at the next level. Micah Parsons trade rumors on Super Bowl Sunday through a report from Ian Rappaport. There's at least been internal discussions about it. Probably the biggest Cowboy story coming out of the weekend.
You know, is this new news to me? And I my apologies, Dawson. I don't mean to be like, but this is not new news. This is something that eternally that teams always do talk about, and we're a city that likes to trade our star players for sure. But to me, this is something that is not new news. This is something that you know, for maybe a year now.
You'd think that all teams like should have internal conversations about that. The Cowboys, like Jerry and Steven, have just said that's never anything people with decision-making ability have talked about. So for Rapport to at least share that to the fan base,
yeah.
It would be new, but you would think common sense-wise, every organization should always be having those discussions.
But we've talked about Micah Parsons a bunch.
Oh, we have.
And Micah Parsons not being here.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons being, I know Chief asked me, what could you get for him? You know, tell me what can I get for him? And then I'll tell you if I want to make this trade or not. And rightfully so. But it's something that in everyday, you know, in everyday NFL life, you know, you talk about these things with players. And so, yeah, it's do you want to be committed to $35 million a year for Micah Parsons?
I think you do. Yeah, yeah, I think what yesterday showed me is you need a lot of really good players. You can't be in the business of letting them go. You know, if you're talking about winning now, which Jerry did again last week, then yes, you need to be adding players, not taking them away. Now, if you want to go long-term build, hey, we're looking at 28 or 29, then, you know, trading whoever you can right now would probably be a good idea. Mm-hmm. But I don't get the feeling that they're doing that, and I wouldn't. I mean, whatever you end up paying him, I just feel like he's going to be worth more because he's in a lot of times he's a one-man defense. Even with only a couple of other good defensive players out there, you look like a respectable defense because of him. If you could add a half dozen other really good players to your defense, which the Eagles have, then I think you'd be unstoppable. You know, you got to build around him, not send him to somebody else to do that.
Yeah, Philadelphia's defense clearly got better with the addition of a couple of rookie players. And then the ability of their defensive coordinator with Dick Fangio. I mean, he did a great job.
He really did.
That was outstanding. Howie Roseman Super Bowl.
And by the way,
that was the players on the field. Like, Dick Fangio's done an excellent job this year. As a defensive coordinator, pretty easy work when I know I can rush four and those dudes are just going to absolutely wreak havoc so Pat Mahomes can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness gracious, that was the players on the field going out there and just whooping ass.
If I could tease
total domination, Brian. 340, Krusty's Corner, what are we doing?
Yeah, I looked at, I got a chance to take a look at the film this morning and I looked at, and I'm going to break down the six sacks that they had. There's various things that happened on each one of those sacks. It's something that you just normally don't see from Pat Mahomes, but Philadelphia forced him into some things he probably didn't handle very well. Of course, that's how you get the sack. So we'll talk about 340 today.
The last broadest sack study of the 2024 football season. Absolutely. Man, this is a huge moment.
Yep.
Bittersweet.
Another sack compilation.
Appreciate
our favorites.
Coming up at 340, Krusty's Corner every day here in the G-Bag Nation. It's going to be a treasure trove of football data and knowledge for you, especially leading into the draft and, you know, free agency.
We got free agency coming up, too.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah, maybe Dallas will actually be involved with other players from around
the
league.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We can pray.
Well, the Chiefs sold out to stop Saquon Barkley, 25 carries for 57 yards, and Jalen Hurts killed him on the ground and had quite an efficient game in the air. And, you know, the Chiefs couldn't do anything. I was stunned by, I think, their third or fourth possession. It just became really clear that, you know, either Patrick Mahomes wasn't seeing it, guys weren't getting open, you know, and on a one critical sequence of plays in, you know, the second quarter, they just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And you could really feel Philadelphia completely dominating the matchup.
Yeah, and it wasn't really anything too exotic. And like I say, in 340, we'll get into that. But it's a philosophy they have in Philadelphia, the way they play defense, and then the way they're able to use their front. And that's what really got Kansas City in trouble. I have never seen Pat Mahomes in a game look as really confused as to what he was seeing, even though it was very simplistic. The players were just that good up front for for Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know, I think the scrambling of the line that they had to do probably hurt him. But, I mean, this was really horrible. 10.9 passer rating in the first half, the third worst from any quarterback in the first half of a game this season.
Yeah.
His EPA per dropback was the 10th worst by any QB in the first half of any game since the start of the 2018 season.
Mm-hmm.
It was just shocking, really, to see it that bad. And I know it's happened to him in a couple of games before in the postseason. But, you know, what they did yesterday was nothing short of, you know, complete domination. I think it's got to make quite a statement on you if you're Kansas City as far as how do we rebuild. We probably need a more dynamic weapon in the receiving game and another offensive lineman.
I think the offensive line will be the key for them. And remember what happened to them at the Super Bowl where they got beat by
the Bucs. They went out immediately and spent money on that line. They got Orlando Brown Jr. They got Joe Tooney.
Yeah.
I'd expect Brett Veach to go to work again.
I think so, too.
But to me, like the thing I noticed last week, and ultimately I couldn't back it with my money. I just couldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes. But it looked like a team that was kind of like, yeah, we're the champs against a bunch of hungry dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I kept thinking about that throughout the game of like, dang, poor Dawson. We talked him off the Eagles ledge a little bit. And he had this thing pegged from the jump because I thought it was just sort of a quiet confidence. And these guys know how to flip the switch when the lights turn on. And it was a dazed and confused.
They weren't ready.
Mahomes, Kelce, the connection was awful. Mm-hmm. Kelce just I mean, that has to be your last game. He looked terrible. And I've never seen Mahomes look like that either.
Yeah.
Even in that Bucs Super Bowl, it didn't feel like quite as a dominant. I mean, probably the worst regular season or postseason game of his entire career from Mahomes. Like, he did not know what to expect.
He didn't, yeah.
All righty, more film takeaways from Broaddus coming up at 3:40. Aaron Rodgers reportedly told by the Jets they will move on without him.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn, Jets' new coach.
I love that he had to fly out there. They flew him out there or whatever, just so that they could give him the sort of the pink
person.
Slip. Like,
well, you
can't just FaceTime that one. Or
I think it's one of those things too, out of respect. But yeah, I think it's, you know, Aaron.
Respect would be you flying to me.
Yeah, respect my time.
Made me come around well, across the country here.
But no, that's like, say now Aaron could go on to some of these shows and well, how did it happen? Well, I had to fly to New Jersey and they talked to me. So instead of saying, like, how many times we heard, well, they let me go on a text where they called me, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I think they just did it as face-to-face, and here we go.
Well, the Anthony Davis story was just unbelievable. One of the most dominant halves of production in the last 20 years in the NBA. Balling. You know, the Mavs are making your jaw drop. Like, holy crap, they could win the championship with this level of defense. And the dominance continues, and, you know, now he's out maybe up to a month with an adductor. I guess there's, you know, angry fans saying maybe they pushed him back.
What the hell, dude?
Did they rush him back? Did that contribute to it? I don't know. But, I mean, the defense they were able to employ, just get this thing healthy, get Lively back, and I'll be happy because it's going to be hard as hell to score against them.
It did. It looked for a moment, like for three quarters of basketball. I was like, not to justify this, Nico, but I could see the vision. I could at least see the basketball way of thinking here, where the length that they've got and the ability to shift, like at times, to envision Derek Lively with this, and now you're playing Anthony Davis at the four, then sometimes, okay, if you want, you can move PJ Washington to a variety of spots. I mean, defensively, Max Christie. Max Christie is a guy, holy smokes.
Beast.
That's quite a find right there. Like, the return will never be good enough, but then to have him get hurt, and now it's one of these things where it's literally
it's
a multiple week injury. I mean, that's exactly the whole point. You're trading a player in his prime for a guy who is probably post-prime that is going to be now in the downward trajectory. It was beautiful basketball for three quarters, but that was a big part of the risk involved in making that deal. And you want to talk about availability and effort and, well, if the guy's not going to be playing on the court for you, why the hell does it matter anyway, guys? Oh, my goodness gracious. But for three quarters, it looked like this is the best team in the NBA.
I think the Mavericks have something, a unique problem on their hands they need to kind of take care of, though.
What's that?
I think they have a problem with the way they bring guys back from injury.
They rush them?
I don't know if it's a rush, but when you start to talk about, and I started thinking about these things, you know, is there a lead-up, a build-up to having a player get ready for a game? How do you have the buildup to make sure that the guy's healthy and ready to go, that you don't have repeat injuries? That's something the Mavs need to look at right now. And it is a problem, because players are coming back and then they're getting hurt again.
That's interesting. You know, I've been suspicious of this thing since Casey Smith left a couple of years ago. Yeah. And recently there's been a run of injuries. I hope it's a good medical staff. I hope they did not rush AD back to give the fans this incredible emotional event that, you know, made you excited about basketball again, even if it was only for an hour and a half. You know,
But that's something that they have to look at now.
Absolutely.
Because if you look at their players and how players, and how do they ramp them up to get ready for games?
Is there an intense 5-on-5 or 3-on-3 practice?
The medical, are we getting information that's absolutely ready to go? I mean, are the players absolutely ready to go?
And how empowered are the players to say, no, I don't feel right?
There you go.
You know,
well,
sometimes
they should run out their best guys because they were friends with Luka. You know, with Dwayne Casey, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Casey Smith.
Yeah, a lot of their guys, they didn't want around because they seemed to like Luka. And maybe those were guys that knew some of what they were doing.
That general manager has a big stick over there, and he's hitting everybody over the head with it. You know, if you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the general manager has his way of wanting to do things. He has his way of the people he wants around him, and he's going to do it his way, and he really doesn't care about anybody else's way. And so, it's very clear. But they have an issue that they need to address with those players coming back.
We have some TV takeaways to address, Wolchuk.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, what'd you think of the broadcast last night? What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? We'll hit that and more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or next in the nation.
Oh, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 10 minutes on your home of the Cowboys. This segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kid. Kids, donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Zach with some TV takeaways from Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, so The Athletic broke down some Super Bowl takeaways, also ranked their favorite Super Bowl commercials, 877-881-1053. What were some of your words? Shout out to our friends over at Stella Artois. They did end up coming in at number 2, second best Super Bowl commercial, according to The Athletic, the David and the Dave, where David Beckham, he's got a long-lost brother in the States, and it turns out to be Matt Damon.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, okay. I thought it was pretty humorous commercial.
It was Other Dave.
Other Dave.
Other Dave.
David and Other Dave.
Ben Affleck joke at the end of that was really good.
It was fantastic.
Congrats to Stella for scoring big. You know, I only remember two of them. The seal as seal was weird. Mm-hmm. And then the guy with a cowboy hat for a head that was bald.
The flesh hats.
Yeah, the flesh. Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was like, that was weird. Yeah.
What are we doing?
I couldn't get locked into the commercials after those two. I was like, man, we've run out of good ideas. Can we get back to Bud Bowl or the Budweiser Frogs or something?
Yeah.
You know, or What's Up Guy?
Yeah.
Just isn't doing it for me.
You had the Clydesdale one where he was weird.
I always loved the
pushing the keg into the bar.
It was like the marketing agencies took LSD this year, Woolchuck. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, you had the instance where you have not one but two facial hair fly off the face bits.
Oh, my goodness. What was that? We're all going to do mushrooms and brainstorm Super Bowl commercials.
Little Caesars and Pringles, dude.
Yeah, the Pringles,
mustaches
the Pringles
go
mustache.
Into the air and bring you cans of Pringles, and then they don't even arrive.
and then the glass window eyebrow ones. Those were a little wild.
Dunkin's did it again. I like the Dunkin's commercial. Dunkin' Donuts.
Belichick and stuff.
Belichick's in there. They got Casey Affleck, and I think Belichick's girlfriend was even in there again.
Okay, I was wondering.
She's kind of won the weekend here with her trolling and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was her or not. But
I thought it was.
I could totally imagine that was her though.
I did like the who? My gosh, I'm blanking on his name. Matthew McConaughey. Him doing the Mike Ditka bit.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I thought that was a fun one with Uber Eats. Century of Cravings. A lot of McConaughey's commercials were pretty solid there. And then you did have the one with the bear whiskey. Was it like Bear Fight Whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good ad. That one I thought was pretty funny. But overall, I thought the big thing, as soon as the game started, I'm like, what are they doing with this scoreboard here?
Oh, the score bug. Yeah, like, that was...
What's going on?
They were just sort of floating numbers.
Yeah.
They were much bigger than usual.
And every year, I guess the Super Bowl will introduce a new score bug that'll then end up like bleeding into the next season. But this one, I'm not sure if it worked or not for Fox.
No, it doesn't seem like many people liked it. It wasn't like so distracting to me that it was bothersome. But just looking at it, you're going, I think we've had better in the past.
What'd you think of Brady's performance? He called himself for this like he wanted to be more of a game manager. He wanted the players to really stand out. But in this game, it was such a blowout. I think that he has to end up stepping up his game a little bit because you're now having to fill a lot of airtime because there's not a lot going into the game where it's like, oh, my gosh, this is a huge third down. We're living for the snap. Like, this game was pretty out of hand, especially when the Eagles went on that massive drive in the third quarter, just bleeding clock. Yeah. You knew then, crap, I don't think Mahomes is pulling out a rabbit out of his head, as Jason Witten would say.
Right.
It wasn't Jason Witten bad, but I think it was just more sort of awkward and weird pacing and, you know, stumbles.
I think he can be great at it, but it's going to take a long time to sort of get the feel for it. It's very rare. Like, even Romo, you know, was way too high strung and energetic. Yeah. I mean, it's just
like jumping around.
It's a weird comfort zone to settle back into. And I think for every one of these players, there's going to be an awkward transition. You know, does he want to be good enough to go through 4 or 5 years? If he does, then I look forward to that time when it's not such an abrupt, broadcast.
Yeah, and he'll give some analysis that bleeds into the next play, you know, like the timing of it all. Mm-hmm. Saying something awesome in a 10 to 15 second window is very challenging, and there were times where ball's getting snapped and he's still talking about something else.
I did like the back and forth with him and the ref guy that's in the Fox booth, and he's talking about like certain players getting certain calls.
It's Mike Pereira.
Mike Pereira, yeah, and he's like, yeah, man, some of those quarterbacks, they might end up in a booth working with you, and those guys we just don't like to talk to very much. Like, him and Pereira might have a little bit of a beef, I don't know. But Brady would always get the benefit of a lot of those calls. Last night, I thought about what Justina Anderson did say to us on Radio Row. Like, she felt the energy would just be a little bit different. Everyone's mm-hmm. talking about the Chiefs getting the benefit of a lot of calls, and things were very anti-Chiefs, I did feel like, earlier in that game, kind of going towards the Eagles' way. Not that officiating had anything to do with the play. I mean,
They did finally call an A.J. Brown pass interference, though.
Which was also bad
call. It's been obvious all year long.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, so you thought that was a bad call on A.J. Brown
when he pushes
McDuffie into the face? To me, that felt like you shouldn't be able to do that when the ball's in the air.
Right.
So I thought it was a good call. But Pereira comes on and is like, no, I don't like that call.
I didn't love it.
I liked that call. I thought that was fair.
I thought, it's the Super Bowl. Let's these guys play a little bit. I thought we had some unnecessary calls.
That's the one time that I actually thought it was pass interference.
With the face grab.
Yeah, if you put your hand in a guy's face to push off.
The fact that he was on the face mask, I get what you're saying.
Hand fighting
there,
is cool, but
there's
a
lot of physical play going back and forth. I thought the ball placement was pretty perfect there from Jalen Hurts. AJ Brown didn't really even need to do that. But
yeah,
Fox
Jalen Hurts played incredible.
Overall, the entire broadcast, like, I thought they missed a big opportunity, and the Athletic noted this too. Like, Greg Olsen should have been utilized more. We saw him all week at Radio Row. Like, I understand he's now been kicked to the two booth, but why don't you have him on some of the pregame stuff, like with Gronk and Edelman, some of the postgame analysis? Like, utilize Olsen. I don't know why you didn't do a three-man booth with him. They did this when Troy first started with Chris Collinsworth and Joe Buck. Have Brady go into a three-man booth with Olsen and Burkhart. I thought that would have been overall a better broadcast.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's something. I wonder how much they considered that. Because you would have wanted to do it all season. You wouldn't have wanted to just do it for the Super Bowl, right? You would have wanted to establish that particular three-man
chemistry.
Which
Fox get this game back again? Is it like
it's
Olympics?
Every 2 years.
Is it every 2 years?
It's CBS Fox.
NBC gets NBC? In there as well. And I think that
ESPN get in there?
I know ESPN/ABC has tried to make a push to get in on the rotation.
This might be like an Olympic steal. We might not see
it's
Brady
It's been every
again.
3 years, but it might end up being every four.
Yeah, we might not see Brady ever again.
Brady can continue to do this, to be honest. I mean,
the owner stuff?
Yeah, like, and Chip Kelly kind of sold him out. Like,
good at it.
He is the owner, basically. Chip Kelly said, the only person I met with was Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady is pulling all the strings in Vegas. I'm not sure how that's not a massive conflict of interest. The NFL needs to step in and say, bro, you probably shouldn't do this. We need to get you off the broadcast booth if you want to be this invested in what's going on with the Raiders.
Yeah, I could see that, Wolchuk. I think they might be making a special exception because he's not majority owner, and they think that maybe because that is the case, his power is limited. But I think because you have the unique ownership situation with the Raiders, a new GM, it's very likely that Tom could, you know, dominate that like he did, the culture around the Patriots.
The last thing that stood out, did you guys see the Jimmy Johnson deal pregame?
Yeah, AI cool. Jimmy.
It made me think of the 30 for 30 they did on Al Davis, where they had, like, Al Davis was also, like, an AI thing, and they're making him look younger. It was a little bit weird, but I loved it. I loved the overall video, and Jimmy got very emotional. Apparently, he is not retiring from Fox Sports.
That was the...
It felt like a goodbye, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Dude, I was like, this is a non-retirement thing? Like, how are you going to have, like, a 10-minute AI looking back, and then at the end of it all, you have the entire crew talking about their favorite Jimmy Johnson memories.
Love
lifetime
and then,
achievement.
And then he's still going one day at a time, coach speak, cliche, bullcrap.
It was
like, I'm not retiring? What are you talking about?
I thought the technology was cool, and I don't know, like, I guess what you have in those monster-like nine-hour pregame shows is everybody's trying to come up with different features to stretch the time.
Got
to
fill all the spot.
I just want more people talking about the game. I don't need all those human interest pieces. Like, that drove me crazy. I found myself clicking out of it at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like going to look for a TV, like a movie to watch.
It was over.
Yeah. I was like, good
it was pretty cool having.
We just talk about the game.
Yeah. But the Gronk and Kelce interview, like, great interviewing great, and then Brady interviewing Mahomes. Fun. Like, yeah. That aspect is what I thought Fox did crush.
Indeed, Wolchuk. Thank you so much for a look at TV takeaways from the Super Bowl. Time to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
I must say that Totino's pizza commercial, the pizza rolls with the alien Jasmo, I like one.
It's good.
Poor alien died, but I did like it, man. It's hilarious.
Look that up.
Yeah, Jasmo. Now, I kind of feel a little weird about this situation because there was like two, like y'all said, it was mustaches flying and there was eyebrows flying.
Yeah.
Man, so Pringles was like, right after they seen old boy's eyelashes fly off or whatever, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We spent $1 million on this?
Yeah, dude. As soon as you see that, you're going, oh, man. Crap.
Oh, they had our same idea.
Or the people that maybe bought like more expensive spots for later into the game because you're thinking it's going to be like the height of the game of viewership, and then it was a trash game.
Oh my gosh, man! Yeah, and there was two aliens too. There was Jasmo, and there was Doritos doing one.
Yeah,
so
similar ideas.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe the same ad agency was cleaning up.
Oh my God. Got one for you.
Pitching ideas.
Yeah. All right. We got a vacated title because you went five times there, Mr. Broadus.
Thank you, Lucius. Congrats. Appreciate that.
So, up first here is Mark Cuban had a hypothetical for Bill Gates. He had a hypothetical for him.
And so, I wanted to start off with a question because you've been in, you know, unique situations and maybe you can help. If after you left Microsoft, you found out that Steve Ballmer traded Windows 11, like the new hot operating system, for Windows 10, the Hall of Fame, but older.
Windows 10.
What would you do?
I might have to hide from the press.
Yeah.
I know a couple other people that are in that situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we need to hear from Nico. It's time, you know? Let's get out here for a little media availability one of these days soon.
He was ducking that smoke, boy. I tell you what. He was ducking that smoke.
Seems like the fans were responsible with it yesterday, you know? If I was watching that from Nico's perspective, I might feel like, yeah, I'm going to the next game. We got a 5-game homestand. I'm making it to one of these.
Boom, 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 boom. Now, I played this on Friday, but I want to give it another opportunity here because it's some great audio. Way FM, the Christian radio station, is syndicated out here. There's a whole lot of Way FMs, but this is the one in Nashville where a Cowboys fan had the wrong number.
Yeah.
But he had some smoke.
Did he think he was calling the fan? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a fan down there. I looked in Google. There's a sports station that has fan in it.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm on the radio?
No, I'm recording you, but it's not live on the radio.
Okay. I just want to make a comment about, you know, all of this stuff y'all promoting about Ash and Jenny, I don't want to hear that no more.
Sure. Hey, I really appreciate your passion. I think you have the wrong number.
No, hold on, sweetheart. Let me correct you because you sound like Will McClay.
I
had to correct Will McClay. This is not passion. This is testosterone.
I don't think you called the right phone number was what I was trying to say.
Okay, all right. So whatever phone, the call in, the fan, I can talk to or whatever. See, that's the problem. There's too much passion in Dallas.
No.
Y'all need testosterone on that field.
You called a Christian music radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. I think you have the wrong number.
Christian Nashville, oh my God. Oh okay, my thank God. You.
Sorry.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. I'll call you back on Sunday. My bad.
Yeah. Oopsies.
Listen, sweetheart. Listen, yeah. Sweetheart.
Listen.
Let me tell you. Let me correct you.
Yeah, let me correct you. Do a little mansplaining here. Listen here. Let's see what else we got for you boys. Yesterday was a church day. I pray that you got a blessing. There's a blessing out here for you. Now, I've had this clip sitting in the... It's been sitting in the folder for a second. There's a pastor right here that got caught up in the Kendrick Lamar sweepstakes. Check this dude out right here.
It was Burger King in 1973 in their heated debate with McDonald's. They needed a slogan that would help them in the beef race, that would help them in the hamburger race. They came up with a slogan that would change the trajectory of the whole hamburger race. They said, instead of giving you what we think you should have, you can now have it your way. And I'm so glad that God sometimes lets us have it our way. If you wanted a burger that only had ketchup, you could get a burger that only had ketchup.
Yeah. Yes.
Mustard!
That's awesome.
Yeah. Have it your way. Especially with that flame broiling, Chief. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chief, you like that flame broil.
Yeah.
Kiss of flame.
Steak.
All right. Like I said, well, I know I do have one more. Let's see what we got. Super Bowl radio. Oh. Sean and Bobby going at it again.
Oh, really? Here we go.
Bobby picked the Eagles. Sean just doesn't like them, bro.
Who's going to win? It's going to be the Eagles, because the Chiefs can't be allowed to continue to do this. They can't. This is such an unsustainable. The whole thing about Holt is talking about the block. What?
Give real football analysis. Not like
this is a real football analysis.
Happen.
This is real.
It can't happen.
No, this is real. I'm so dying.
Let me pound the table.
Wow, you look dumb already.
All right, go ahead.
You already look stupid.
Finish
pounding the table.
Finish the segment then. If you don't like the way I'm doing it, go ahead.
It's like, oh, this is just
go ahead.
Continue. You've already been proven wrong. You already
finish
lost.
It. Go ahead.
They already ended up in the Super Bowl.
All right,
turn off your mic then.
All right.
Get on the damn plane if you want.
Get on the damn plane.
Jeez, John.
Good Lord.
What are we doing down there?
He's leaning into it. Makes me a little nervous.
It's great.
Is it Sean asking Bobby to give real football analysis, telling him he looks dumb already?
Wow.
Pastor talking about Burger King letting us have it our way. Friday, Way FM. Had that clip there from church. Lucius brought it back. It is hilarious. Or is it Mark Cuban?
Mustard!
With Bill Gates. Gates might have to hide from the press there if he was in Nico's shoes. Well, I don't know who to vote for, Chief. How about you?
I'll go Sean and Bob.
Lucius?
The Christian radio station.
Well, Chuck?
I'm going to go with the Christian radio station call as well.
Brian?
Sean and Bobby.
I'll go Friday's Way FM clip here. The guy thought he was calling into the fan. Call us back on Friday. We'd love to hear from you during what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Okay, and you don't have to be consuming alcohol. I do assume you're a man of God. You know, you might have a policy against that. Okay, best of the weekend coming up, Chief. Where are we heading?
Saquon's most impressive moment. We have on-brand Eagles fans, and he's not fat. Bring him back.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the fan. Hope you had a great weekend. Here's the Chief with the details.
What ended up being the MVP of your Super Bowl spread? 877-881-1053.
Yeah, man, the short ribs made them into tacos.
Oh, you short ribbed it?
Tacos.
Yeah, short rib tacos.
That's
unbelievable. You know, used Matt Pittman's Meat Church rub on them. Added some of that hot sauce that I've been doing. Ended up frying the tortillas. Didn't have the birria dip and stuff or anything, but I was trying to make my own version of a birria. Put a little. Actually, went to buy an onion, but couldn't find it on the self scan thing, so I just put it back. No, almost put an onion on them, Brian,
okay.
But I did have some cilantro and some cheese.
Yeah, you could cook that thing down to where it just disintegrates, and then you get the flavor. You don't have to have the actual crunchy little bits and stuff like that. So
it was incredible, though. I mean, they were so rich. You know, sometimes you get like the brisket or the beef rib, and it's just like it was just unbelievable. You know, got the perfect amount of hickory smoke on it. So I was trying to pull off my Brandon Hurtado game, Chief.
Yeah,
sorry, I was a little excited about it.
No, I can feel the passion. I love it, and respect to you for really kind of going all out there. I don't think on Friday you had short ribs in mind, but look at you.
No, we went by Costco after practice on Saturday, and there they were. and they were well priced, and I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, because Abby was asking for me to try to recreate the Berea's.
Yeah,
and you know, she wanted brisket or right. whatever they use, the cheek meat, I'm not sure, but this was the easiest way to do it, because I'm not gonna cook a whole brisket for like a handful of meat, you know.
Yeah, the cheek, and then also the oxtail and stuff like that. But you could braise it, like, you know, what you want to do is you want to just break that thing down to where it's just tear apart.
Yeah.
And then
see, what I did is I cooked it like 206 and then chopped it. And yeah. it was like it was braised. It was so moist.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, and then, but you could also, like you say, if you were to do it like in a, you know, in a crock pot or something like that, where you broke it all down, you take that liquid.
Oh, that would be the step you do the Berea stuff
and
with.
Then, and that's how you get the dipping mm. idea and the braising liquid. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, it was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Our buddy Tony in the 214, his Super Bowl spread MVP was the ribs. Another 214, duck gumbo in Argyle.
Nancy, the rum cake lady. That sounds delicious. Duck gumbo?
Outstanding.
Probably killed it.
Yep.
Gosh, that's awesome. 903 smoked boudin.
There you go.
Dip.
Oh, dip.
Smoked boudin dip.
Okay,
bro.
I could see what you do. You would take the boudin out of the casing. And then use it like you would use ground sausage. Then you mix it with the cheese and stuff like that.
It's a brilliant move.
Be a winner.
Brilliant.
Yep.
We have 312 bacon wrapped smoked jalapenos. Always a beautiful thing. Venison jalapeno poppers in the 940. And the 940, another one, held a Super Bowl party and did a loaded baked potato bar with all the toppings and smoked brisket and pulled pork.
There you go.
For good barbecue idea. Topping.
See,
also
that way,
had short ribs.
That way everybody can make it the way they want it.
Very
that's,
impressive.
That's a win. That's a win right there.
Yeah, shout out to the folks at Local Craft Barbecue, Steve, his brother, his bestie, Rocky. Those guys get it done in a big way, and he made the smoked and then fried in tallow buffalo wings. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable, 10 out of 10. And then they complimentary gave me like a salsa for chips and salsa.
Wow.
Perhaps the best salsa I've ever had. And that thing stole the show. I just poured it out salsa. In there. Everybody that came and chipped it was like, what's this salsa? Who made this salsa? Where do we get this salsa? Mm-hmm. Got to have a damn good salsa when mm-hmm. it comes to a Super Bowl Sunday. So that was probably the surprise, you know, the X factor, if you will. The MVP is always going to be the smoked and fried buffalo wing, but man, that salsa was top tier.
I went for the, I did snow crab legs. I steamed them.
Oh, wow.
And I made a chili butter sauce to go with them that to pour over the top of them. And nice. So it worked out really, really nice. Good. Yeah.
Well, before we got to Super Bowl Sunday, we had the funeral Saturday outside of the AAC. Yeah. How much were you guys taking that in there, dude? I mean, it was caskets. It was taking a knee.
I was
in
pretty
prayer.
Close. We did. I was doing the photo shoot right before it happened, and we were like right by the AAC. So I got to see a little bit driving past. But my goodness gracious, I was listening to the introductions on the way back to our house, and I was happy to hear the Anthony Davis cheer. You know, classy from the American Airlines fans. They are giving Anthony Davis his love. This is not his fault. Right, but the Nico stuff.
Those were Rockets fans.
The Mavericks fans showed up in full force. They let it be known how upset they were.
Yeah, yeah. From the funeral there, I learned that Nico stands for negligent, incompetent, corrupt, oblivious.
Ooh.
Lines were crossed. Those signs read exactly that. Lines have been crossed. Basketball's done forever. We love 77. And then you also had the billboards, digital billboard up in Dallas. And it was he was supposed to have a statue was the quote that was on the billboard there. So and Mavs fans not being allowed to walk in the building with any
their
type
Fire
of
Nico t-shirts.
Fire yeah. Nico or just like a Mavs shirt that had the logo kind of X'd out with tape or something.
Yeah.
People were not allowed in or had to like change their outfits. I thought that was a bit heavy handed.
You know, some of the reaction stuff, like when you do this, I think it's best not to make it worse by trying to micromanage the people's reaction. Let them have their day as long as they're not violent or, you know, not, you know, directing personal attacks immediately at you. I didn't think that was for the best, but I tracked that protest all morning long just out of curiosity. How big is this going to get? What are they going to do early in the morning? Like, it didn't seem like they were going to have momentum, but as you got to within like 9 minutes of tip off, it was raging.
Big yeah, it was. And then it was all capped off with this particular chant from hundreds and hundreds and thousands and millions of gajillion Mavs fans.
He's not back. Bring him back. He's not back. Bring him back.
He's not fat. Bring him back.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know,
it was all in unison. I thought they did a nice job executing. Yeah. You know, it doesn't quite rhyme 100%, but it rhymes enough to pass the test.
Absolutely.
It worked.
Yeah,
it's fun. I think I'd get a T-shirt of that.
And I mean,
he's not fat.
You couldn't have asked for a funnier. I mean, getting teased with the greatness of Anthony Davis for three quarters, only for him to maybe have a sports hernia that's going to keep him out for the rest of the season is just about as funny as it gets. It's not even like he came out and he sucked and then he got hurt. It's like, oh, this all sucks. It's like, no, you got the tease of just how awesome he is when healthy. But the when healthy portion of the program is not a portion of the program that is very long.
You know, it's obvious in basketball, like, speed and length matters, but it was unbelievable to watch how that all came together. And you said in the opening segment, Nico's vision. But what if you fully commit to it and say, forget about it. Let's just get the tallest, fastest, skilled guys, and we're not going to even look for short dudes anymore or tall guys without skill. Let's just go get all the tall, fast, super skilled guys. And there it was, absolutely putting the Rockets in stitches, bro. You know,
set a franchise record.
I forgot about Luka real quick.
Yeah, until you saw the out and definitely Mark Stein potential sports hernia report.
Yes, and that's it plunged me right back in.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. So, you know, hopefully get healthy for the playoffs. Hopefully still make the playoffs at this point. I think they should be all right.
Well, then you get to Super Bowl Sunday, and I had a period of time where I was able to get things handled and then chill by myself without the kids until they ended up coming over to my parents' house to join. And so I actually got to soak in a little bit of the pregame show. And it started fantastic, where they're on Bourbon, it's Fox pregame, and there's rabid Eagles fans, and you got the moment that we all hoped for, which is another misspelling of what is supposed to be an iconic chant. This is unfortunately off the television, so it's not maybe the greatest sound ever, but hopefully you get the picture. Take it away, Eagles fan pregame.
You want to leave and chant with your people? Go ahead, spell it.
E-A-G-E-L, Eagles!
Michael, we're going to work on a spelling lesson for the Eagle fans, man. That's the second time publicly this week I've heard it spelled wrong. You know, I'm up here with the band.
He said, go ahead and spell it. Man, if he's like, go ahead and spell it. E-A-G-E-L. He didn't even have the S in there, and he misplaced the E. That was just absolutely fantastic. So I'm laughing. I'm loving it. This is great. Hopefully this is foreshadowing of what the Eagles are going to experience tonight. You know, they're messing up the elementary stuff. That wasn't the case.
What's the word that if on TV they were like, all right, Chief, spell it. You'd be like, oh, crap.
Oh, that's a good
question. Done here.
Probably character.
Character.
Not definitely, because I've had my battles. I've overcome that particular battle.
For me, it's rhythm.
And
rhythm. Conscience.
Conscience, yes.
Yeah, I'm done for.
Yeah, there's a handful of those. I'd like to think Eagles I could nail.
How do you spell the word 12?
T-W-E-L-V-E.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Because that's one of the ones that I...
1-2.
One time I was writing a...
That's why you didn't get into A&M, I heard.
Well, SMU, too. The thing was, I had to write a check for 12-something, and this was back in the day, and I could not, for the life of me, figure out 12, so I made it for 13.
Well, there you go. I paid $1 to get past the spelling bee.
Yeah, it's what I did.
Well played, sir.
Good for you. Hey, Eagles fans were on fire, though. They had to grease the poles in New Orleans. They went nuts. They were lighting Kermit the Frogs on fire in downtown Philadelphia after the game, imagining as if it was, you know, of course, Pat Mahomes. And Saquon Barkley didn't do much in the game, but I think his best performance was in the locker room afterwards. Did you see how fast he put down a 12-ounce beer, shotgun style?
Yeah, that shotgun beer. Who did it?
Saquon Barkley.
Really?
With an all-time shotgunning. He didn't leave a drop left in there.
By my count,
that was a sub-2-second shotgun. I DM'd y'all the video.
Out of a can?
Out of a can, shirtless, still got the football pants on at the height of locker room post-game Super Bowl championship celebration. He's glistening. Is he oiled up or is he just sweating or maybe that champagne?
Oh, I
don't know. But look at him hammer home.
Yeah. He can do that thing.
12-ounce beer.
Oh, he crushed it.
I mean.
He can do the thing where they do it in one just.
Yeah, he just like looks up like, oh, yeah.
It was sub-2 seconds.
No big deal. Yeah,
I think that was magical. a 1.8.
That might be his most impressive talent, which is saying a lot.
Definitely his best moment of the night.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Best O of the weekend from there. we go to here. Wolchuk's NFL News Today, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Historical stats. What should Kellen do? And was D-Hop reaching or preaching here? That's next in the nation.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.